Did you guys miss me last week? I was deathly ill, and you guys will hear my rattle cough probably.
Gee, I wonder who that is.
Throughout this whole freaking podcast, it was the worst experience of my life. I couldn't get out of bed for Tuesday and Wednesday. I couldn't get out of bed.
That's terrible.
My husband had to stay home from work, and I was on a steroid. I was on an inhaler. I was on an antibiotic for my double ear infection, which I probably got from these headphones. And
oh my God,
it was terrible. It was the worst thing ever. Coming. Did you guys miss me? Was it quiet?
Well, we didn't do it Tuesday.
I thought you did do it Tuesday.
No, we didn't. No. We did it Friday.
Oh, because I saw that
the girl
lovely lady
there,
on.
Marissa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was nice. So it was a little different. But it was quick. We did it fast.
It was nice. It was a little different without me.
No, I didn't say that. I said it was quick and fast and easy.
That's what he said.
Totally unlike you.
Chris mad at me because I'm late today.
I'm not
because I was late for the first time in my existence. Okay, anyway. Icebreakers. Let's talk about zodiac signs.
Ooh.
So, first of all, before we talk about this, you know what I don't get? Actually, no, that's gonna be my tired. So I'm not gonna say it.
Don't say it then.
All right, zodiac signs. September 20th, I'm a Virgo on the cusp of Libra. I have no idea what that means. And I don't even know if I'm like a Virgo. And I don't know if I'm like a Libra.
Do you
but
know
that's
what
all
your
I know.
Sun sign, your moon sign is?
No, I have no idea, and I don't understand it.
Oh, but I think we did this for you, and I can't remember what it is.
No.
So the sun sign would be Virgo.
But
the
sun
sign
but
is
she
your
doesn't
Virgo.
Know what her rising.
There's
you don't
a
know what
mil-
rising
what the fuck? But like, what does that even mean? Like, I don't understand it.
It's like your personality. So your rising sign is like your personality, like what you're more like.
So and then why do we even have a straight up zodiac sign? And then it's all bullshit.
Well, no, it's not. The
like, oh, you're a Virgo, but your rising is this. So you're definitely like, what does that mean?
It contributes to who you are.
Exactly.
And everyone's different.
Yeah, and it all goes by what time you were born
and where.
Yes.
So I feel like you're like. You love this shit, Gia.
Do
you? You do.
I'm a big Zodiac girly. I've just always been into it. Like, I literally was raised, like, understanding the Zodiac.
So what are you?
So, I'll give you my top three, my big three. Obviously, I'm a Gemini, May 27th, coming up eventually. My sun sign is a Gemini, so I'm out of my mind. My moon is Scorpio, which I'm a little emotionally tortured. And then my rising is Aries, so I'm also even more nuts.
I was going to say.
So
that's quite the threesome you got going on there.
But I kind of love it. So it's like your moon, or at least this is what I think I understand. Your moon is more so your emotions and how you handle things internally. Your sun is kind of like who you are personality-wise.
You really know about it, though.
Yeah, and then your rising is typically how you appear to others. Like, a lot of people will usually say I'm a Leo because I'm loud and obnoxious and really into myself. Yeah. Or sometimes they guess an Aries. But
I'm a Leo, then. Loud, obnoxious,
you,
into themselves.
We're
going so
to find out later.
Virgo.
We're going to find out what you are
later. Do you
know
where you were born?
Where?
Brooklyn and what
Hospital.
Time?
406.
Perfect. That's all we need.
That's all we need.
That's all we need.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we've done this for you. I just don't remember what it was.
I think I don't remember because I clearly don't give a shit. Anyway, Leah, what's your zodiac
sign?
So,
I love myself. Okay, so I.
Sorry, you can hear. Can you hear my lungs collapsing with the fucking headphones? Go
Does
ahead, Leah.
Does anyone have a spare mask?
I heard them deflating. Oh yeah, we have a whole box behind us.
Give me a mask.
No,
I'll put a mask on. Don't worry.
You're not putting a mask on.
No, because we're in the video.
All right. Oh, Leah, what's your sign, honey?
Okay,
thank you.
So I'm an Aries rising. No, just kidding. My sun sign is an Aries. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I am an Aries sun sign. And then my rising is Virgo. And my moon is Leo. So I'm a little... I guess, what is Leo? Emotional?
Leo is
like
so...
a lion.
They're very... prideful. Like, you really want to do the best for everyone to be like, that girl is the best.
Oh,
so sometimes you have a little bit, like, it's hard to kind of deal with your ego, but, like, kind of, especially because it's your moon, that internal struggle. At least this is what I think. Again, I am no astrologer. I know
you know someone who knows astrology is going to be listening to this and, like,
they're
going to
be like,
hate
wrong.
Mail because there's so many.
So if you're a real astrologer, please DM us and let us know the actual uncoverings
so
of our signs.
So yeah, like, can I say,
very much so.
Growing up, I always thought that my sign was known as the bitchy sign.
Yes.
And I always say that. Like, I'm just bitchy. But I don't think I am bitchy. Like, I think... I align with the whole Virgo thing as being, like, my personality type because I am very organized, I think. Mm. But, like, just naturally, I think I could come off bitchy. But I don't know.
You have
Is
a deadly
true?
Combination, and it's amazing.
You're
I love your top three for you. I love it.
Perfect.
It's
very,
it shines.
Am I the bitchy sign?
No. That's why I looked at you.
Usually Aquariuses have, like, a god complex. That's like a big thing with them.
A god complex.
Yeah, they do. It's like a known thing.
Corinne is like
iconic.
Iconic because, well, yes, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Truth.
So because she is literally all of her everything, right?
Yes.
Lines up with Aquarius.
Yeah. So my sun, my moon, and my rising are all Aquarius.
Insane.
And then Aquarius is throughout my. It's like almost all of them, except for like five or six different. Are like I like I'm a ver
there's
an Aries for my love.
What? Like houses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So one's like no one's like ever straight up like.
No. You are like you lean towards like certain things, but
that doesn't make sense. This is why it doesn't make sense because like, oh, what's your sign? Oh, I'm a Virgo, but like, oh, what's your third house once removed?
No, it's like it's a little bit more. Maybe we can have one time like an astrology person like come on and like really like kind of explain like
that.
What that'd be awesome actually.
Okay,
I think a lot of people would like
later.
Really.
Yeah, but that's like the thing. Yeah. Like everyone like that's everyone loves it.
I love learning about my sign and it makes a lot of sense for me.
It's hard for me though because I'm literally only learning about my sign.
Yeah.
Like, there's literally no other signs that I could be like, oh, okay, because all three are the same.
But you're just an Aquarius hoe?
I'm just an Aquarius hoe.
I
mean, God complex.
I saw
a humanitarian.
I saw on Instagram one time, and I sent this immediately to Corinne, that Aries and Aquariuses are soulmates. Mm-hmm. And I was
like
see.
Lovers.
Yeah, we're lovers.
I asked her on the Instagram too. I go, are we lovers?
I'm screaming.
I said, yes,
like, apparently,
we are.
Yeah. Well, the thing
you're
is, I feel like
she's my work wife.
There you go. What makes yours so interesting, I feel like, because it's so many clustered together, and that in itself has its own meaning, which is very interesting, because last night, I don't know if anyone saw, I wasn't able to see the moon, but it was a pink moon last night.
Oh, shit. Oh,
and I wish it was actually a full moon in Scorpio.
Oh.
And my moon is Scorpio, and
maybe
it was a whole thing.
My husband
basically
was howling.
Just to put it into layman's terms, at all times, you know, there's stars in the sky, in the constellations.
Yeah.
It's quite literally just based on when you're born, where those stars are in the sky. Mm. Like, that is literally all it is. And, like, if they're, like, in the same line as where, like, Pluto is or, like, a planet.
Pluto's not a planet. I've learned that. Scarlett's big into planets these days.
But whatever. It's
they
still
a dwarf planet. School all of us.
No. She calls Venus
they
penis.
They call it a dwarf planet now.
She's your
kid. I think they can...
Yep.
Leah's like, hold on.
I just went and
they
saw this.
Yeah, so it's technically not a planet.
Yeah, I saw this at the Museum of Natural History. We did the room where you just lay back and I took a
that
nap.
That sucks.
But the one thing
favorite.
I remembered was dwarf planet.
Why do they gotta get rid of stuff?
She calls Uranus Uranus.
It's because
so does everybody else. By the way, I keep hearing it
I say
on
Uranus.
TikTok now, and I'm like, really? Since when did I think it's because people don't want to say Uranus? But
it, literally this morning, there's
no shame in that game. Just say it.
Yeah,
say anus.
Uranus.
Scarlett has a solar system book this morning, and
is
she walked into her room, and she's like, the Tholithithum. And I'm like, what is this planet? She goes Earth, and I'm like, what about that? She goes Mercury,
aww.
And I'm like, and this is Venus. She goes penis. It's penis. I'm like, sure it is penis. Anyway,
good girl.
All right, zodiac signs. If you or anybody you know is an astrologer, just definitely like enlighten me, like make me interested in it, because it's just, like I really like I don't get it, I don't understand it, and I think honestly, it's just like to me, it's just so it's like make it make sense, because it's
like
I love it. It's fascinating.
I'm sick as fuck.
No, I'm
me?
Saying you sound like Justin.
Oh, I thought you said sound congested.
No, because Justin is the same way. Where he's just like. No.
Like, it's just like, okay, what house? It. Like, what the fuck do you mean? You're Virgo or you're... I don't know. Anyway.
I think that sometimes... this is not points at Justin, by the way. But I think that a lot of times when some people don't understand... It's not points at you either. Just in general.
It definitely
like, when people don't understand something, they're like... But you're asking, like, I want to learn about it.
I do.
But
I
people
really do.
Don't understand something and they're like, it's stupid.
Because yeah.
I think we all know a lot of people like that. Mm-hmm. And you're like, it's not stupid. It's just that you don't understand about
100%.
It.
100%.
But like, it's not stupid. Maybe it's stupid to you, but it's not stupid to me.
Yeah.
Justin doesn't say that, but
not
you.
That's pretty stupid, Corinne.
And I think if you reframe your thinking, it's just doing further research into yourself.
Well.
You know.
Anyway.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, guys. If you're just starting to listen, I was very sick last week.
I'm giggling this whole episode.
Engagement rings.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's talk about engagement rings, because I feel I saw.
Always
so I show them your rings.
Oh.
There's mine.
This is giving me severe deja vu. I don't know why.
I wanted rose gold.
I'm thinking that.
Specifically wanted rose gold pear shape. Gia, when you get engaged, do you have a ring in mind that you want for your murder mystery show?
I have a couple ideas. So I have a whole entire Pinterest board, not because I'm pining to get engaged any of these days, as we know, but I have a couple of rings in mind that I would like. I really enjoy, what do they call it? Et toi et moi.
What the hell is that?
It's like where it's two diamonds on a ring, yeah, and it's usually like a
like Megan Fox when she got the emerald. Yes, like that. I kind of liked that.
Hold on a second. Wasn't her ring like if she takes it off, it like literally like slices her finger or something?
Yeah, it's like designed to
There's
hurt
like
her
razor
to
blades
off.
In it.
Okay, well, I wouldn't
did
do
you not know
that.
It's a good idea.
Wait, did you not know that?
No.
It is a good idea.
Yes, you're going to have to look
but
that
But I take
up.
It off every day, like
That's
every
a great
night
idea.
To go to bed.
Yeah.
And I don't go to the gym with my ring on because I heard if you lift weights, it could bend the band. Yes. And then the diamonds can pop out.
I never wear my ring unless I'm going out and like feel. I only wear my ring on Wednesdays.
That's true.
Wednesdays.
It's a platinum, yeah. Isn't it?
Mine's not platinum.
Oh.
So what's it called that you want? A
toi et moi? It's like two stones. Or alternately, I would low-key give a little Countess Luann vibes and get a big canary diamond.
What's it called? What is that?
It's a yellow diamond. Really? And I would get it like a big rectangle.
The canary diamond is beautiful.
Yeah. I would get it like similar shape to Leah's. Yeah. What is it? Yours is like a cushion.
Elongated cushion.
Elongated cushion. Maybe mine would be a little bit more pointy on the sides with stones on the sides. I don't understand anything about engagement rings, but I just want a big old rock on my finger.
I just want a diamond looks pretty.
Yeah.
Not really.
I want it super sparkly and shiny. That's all I care about.
I don't know.
It can't be dull.
Do you know there's so many people I know that are updating their ring and like getting like just totally getting a completely different one?
Really?
Which is like very strange to me when you
Wait
think
a minute.
About it.
Me too.
I have a different ring.
Like
than my original ring.
Like why though?
Because my original ring, we did not have money.
Right.
And Paul used his mother's, it was his grandmother's diamonds that were passed on to his mom. And then that ring his mom had made into a necklace when she got her new ring. So then Paul gave me this ring, this new ring, years ago when he started, like when we started making money.
But don't you think that's like, kind of like do you guys like do you think that's a little weird? Like it's your engagement
so,
ring. Like it
yeah,
doesn't matter. It's like part of your like
Well,
story.
I still have my original ring. Yeah. But for him, he was like, I couldn't afford to give you the diamond that I wanted to give you.
I think
and
it's
now
weird.
I can. So
Yeah.
I was gonna bring up another point about that too. Like the girls, I don't know. I know actually a couple people that have done this. Again, I don't know if anyone at the table has done this, so no offense if anyone
has
done
it. Well, I have.
You don't even know what I'm gonna say yet.
No,
so, literally requesting a certain carrot. Like, don't even propose to me unless you give me,
yeah,
like, at least a carrot.
Yeah. Like, why are you getting, like...
Yeah, that wasn't a thing. Paul surprised me with this ring. I did not know I was getting it.
The new one?
Yeah, oh, I had no idea. Like, it's not like it was, like,
Did he
planned.
Propose to you?
No, he gave it to me for Christmas.
Like...
And I opened the box and was like, oh, my God. And he was like, this is for... He's like, and
Paul's a great man.
He didn't get on a knee.
I love
no.
him.
He literally threw it at me because I was like, I don't know. I must have made a comment. And then I was like, I remember because Gianna had gotten like a Surface and she wanted it and she was so excited. And then she was sitting on the floor. And then all of a sudden he like reached under the tree and like literally like threw it at me. And
he
I was like,
would.
I caught it. And I was like, what the hell is this? And then it was like a little ring box and I opened it and I just thought, okay, because he gets me like jewelry usually like every year, like a bracelet or, no, like something little.
He just gets me diamonds.
No, he doesn't.
There,
not
like
every that.
Couple weeks or so.
She makes it sound like, no, not like that. Well, like he'll get me like a pair of earrings, like something
yeah,
little.
Yeah, no, like
that's
it.
What I would want.
Yeah, so I just thought that it was something like that. And then I opened it and I was like, oh my God. And I was like,
I feel like
hell?
He should have taken a knee though.
No, it's all right. He's taken a knee twice already, please.
There you go.
No, actually, the second time he did not take a knee. Never mind. Forget it.
I the new thing is now, and I have some friends who've done it, and I don't hate on it. I think it's fine. Lab-grown diamonds are...
Who's going to
Apparently, know? They're flawless. Like, you can get, like, a flaw... Like, they're that's the whole point. Like, they're lab-grown, so they don't have any imperfections, and they're significantly cheaper.
Yeah.
Than a real diamond. So
well,
I have friends who've upgraded their... No,
that's
no one's
gonna
know. And honestly, who gives a shit who's gonna know? It's technically, it's a diamond. It's just not, like, from the rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know
where or what my ring is, but I would want to say that it probably is lab-grown, honestly.
You think so?
Because, yeah, I think so. Well, I said, like, I didn't really want... I don't know. I was like, what's the point of having, like, a real diamond that was sourced? Like, there's, like, a lot of blood related to that.
That's exactly
like, a lot
what
of people
I was going to say.
Died over
the
that.
Ethics of
So
those.
I said to Justin, I was like, I don't care if it's lab-grown or whatever. I just want to get engaged and married to you.
Mm-hmm.
So we never really got into what my ring is. I never really asked. You know, he did all the, like, insurance and stuff. And I was just like, I love my ring. I don't care if it's lab-grown or not.
Yeah, I feel like it's one thing, like you were saying earlier with, like, give me a certain carrot, a certain diamond, or else whatever. I feel
I'm
like
not into that.
I feel like
I think
for me,
that's very superficial, and you shouldn't be getting married if that's your
prerequisite. I agree. I feel like
That's a problem.
There could be parameters, like, okay, I want this style, this setting, yeah, whatever.
Because honestly, I've never met anybody whose boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, went out and blindly just purchased a ring. Like, there's always going to be like, I like this style, and that's, you know, and that's that. Like, that's, because if you don't talk about that, like, are you even going to get engaged? Like, how do you, you know what I mean? Like, who the fuck goes out and randomly buys a ring? Like, Rob knew I wanted rose gold and I wanted pear shape. I didn't give a fuck what else it was. I mean, that's pretty specific. Rose gold, pear shape, whatever.
Yeah. Is yours rose gold and pear shape?
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. But, like, the people that... Why, Leah? You're saying, like, did you, like, draw out what you wanted or no?
No. So, I basically told Justin, like, this is the ring I want. And I would send him videos all the time of, like, the specific rings I wanted. And then... Should I wait?
No.
Okay.
No.
So
that's
just
the truck, because we can hear everything.
On Instagram, I would send him a bunch of different things all the time. Like, oh, I love this shape. I love the invisible halo. Mm-hmm. I love this. I love that. And so he customized my ring. He did it all online. It was like during COVID, I think. And he like customized everything, sent it in, and they were like, everything you're requesting is not possible. Because it was just like too many things in one design. So they kind of like worked with him and said, we could do this, we could do that. And then they went from there. But I was going to say that before Justin and I were even talking about like rings or anything, I would make jokes all the time. I'm like, you know what? It's not fair that you get to buy me like this very elaborate, gorgeous ring and you get nothing. So I used to always joke with him that the price of the ring that you get me, I will buy you a Rolex down the line.
No.
That same price.
Leah, that's exactly my plan. You don't even understand. Because I actually would take a Rolex over a ring. If I got a Rolex over a ring, I wouldn't mind. And I would want to get, like, my fiance a Rolex. However, on the 5, the 2, and the 7, there would be a diamond there because that's my birthday.
That's nice.
Oh, wow. That's
cute. Wow, that's really cute.
Yeah,
too.
And
really
the face has to be emerald because my birth month is emerald. And I just love green. And I feel like if a guy doesn't like green, then what's your favorite color?
So you don't want an engagement ring. You want an engagement Rolex.
I would love that. Okay. I just feel like it's like a power play.
How interesting. Wait, that's an actually interesting thing. Like that... People not asking for actual rings for proposals, but like another piece of like very expensive jewelry.
I've actually thought about that for a long time, and I said I would want to get my fiance one, or alternately, we both have watches.
You know what? Rob got
matching
this.
Matching watches.
Rob got fucking this in engaged in a.
And that's enough.
And that's no,
I just that's more than a Rolex, nice baby.
I read on you know, on the topic of proposals and shit. I read on brides.com that couples are working together on collaborative proposals where they know it's happening. That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life, to be honest.
I have such a sigh about this, by the way. It's, like, I can't sigh loud enough.
No, and, like, mother of God, you know, it's, like, why, like, I...
These are not relationships. These are business transactions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're not doing this for the love of it. You're doing it for the show for what everyone else can see, because you're staging all this shit so that you can Instagram it. Nobody lives in the moment anymore.
Nobody.
Yeah. Everyone's got to be like, what can I put on Instagram? I have to record this. What will people think? Nobody gives a fuck.
I agree.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a fuck.
I mean, it looks good.
I have such strong feelings about this. I feel like they're sucking all of the life out of just
magical
magic. There's so much magic in not knowing when it's going to happen, where it's going to happen. It's just like that was the most special part. Was like,
I would love to
shit.
Argue with someone about this. Like, I want people to like give me, what is the point? I need to know.
Yeah, it's literally kind of planning a proposal. Status. Like, what? Just let it go. Like, why do you have to have your nails done?
Like, I didn't.
No,
first
like,
of all.
Who cares? Like, don't like go. Who cares shit? Like, that's the beauty. No, it's true. Why are you freaking out about this?
Well, this is kind of similar, but not quite. So I was on TikTok and I saw this girl. She goes, she's literally just shotgunning a beer with this guy. And she's like, when you met him on Tinder. And then all of a sudden she's getting proposed mountainside while skiing. And I go, am I looking at Leah right now? I was like, who is this girl? But then I was thinking about that, like, planned proposals. Like, okay, maybe they're doing it together to have that whole, like, you know, a lot of people, they get engaged and they have like, they're like, surprise, it's a family party now, and they're at some restaurant doing whatever.
Even that's like, that's okay, crazy. Let's say like him or her, whoever's the proposal,
the proposer.
Okay, thank you. The proposer is saying, I want to propose to this other person, and I'm going to set up like a whole big thing afterward. That's not the same as two people that are like staging everything for other people, because that's just not the same.
Yeah. Well, no, if you're doing everything for other people, then what do you have?
Right.
Literally nothing.
But you know what? That will, if they're like that at the proposal, it's going to translate into their wedding. Because I have people that just focus, like, I just want to shake them and be like, how about you stop focusing on the wedding and focus on the marriage? Like,
yeah.
The wedding day is filled with so many, like, candid it's and beautiful moments. Like, yeah, like, you don't need. You don't need all this hoopla. Like, you really, truly don't. Like, keep it down to, like, the classic. There's nothing more. You know, Father of the Bride, my favorite movie.
Than a simple.
Nothing classier than a simple wedding.
Classy wedding.
There's nothing. And there's honestly. Nothing better than that. It's like, that's not the truth. That's not, like. Like, these days, that's not it, you know? Like, no, there's something so beautiful about it. Like, those little tender moments. I mean, mother of God. But, yeah. I saw that, too. Like, yeah, the big surprises at the end. Like, if this. If the proposer wants to go ahead and propose. And then be like, all right, let's head home. And then, like, everybody's there is waiting. That's fine. But, like, if that person, if they got to, I'd be like, okay, we're going to do it on this day. I want all these balloons. I want, like.
Put the candles. You know, just have a wedding then. And, you know, and then you're going to walk out, act surprised. That's not, that's just a show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a theatrical
event. Right. Like that's not a proposal. Becoming, you know, with everything on social media, everything is becoming, well, who can do it better?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I mean. We need to really reflect on that because it's your life and you can't do it for other people.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about this thing, the proposal prep box?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Leah and I were talking about that.
So it's $125 to receive a card game that asks important questions you need to know about your partner before you say yes. They give you fake stones to play with and a ring sizer. Number one. What the fuck? Is happening.
I think I'm just really freaming old now.
Like,
yeah.
Am I becoming like
our grandparents? Because I feel like we're all different generations here. Do you think that's weird?
I do, but also simultaneously, I think. Okay, so the reason I think it's weird is why haven't you guys just been able to casually bring up these topics? Because I feel like if you two really love each other and you're already kind of like living life a little bit,
right?
How difficult is it to bring up those topics? But I also do feel like we live in a world, I feel like especially with people my age, we spent a handful of time, like I feel like in our formative years, like early 20s, like in the pandemic, hidden, caved in. So maybe we forgot how to interact with people. I didn't, but maybe others sure did.
So you think it's a society? You think it's
I think it could be. I think people are weenies and just don't know how to talk to each other. But I like the ring aspect of it. You can play around, see what looks nice. But
even if you went on the, let's say, like the longer end of COVID, you're talking, let's say, 2.5 years on the longer end where people maybe didn't interact. Like,
I'm just trying to give benefit of the doubt to these nerds.
I totally get it. But I'm just like, you're losing 2.5 years. So what? You lost all sense of ability to mouth your... I don't get it.
You know what the thing with COVID, and I always thought about it while we were going through it. I said to myself, once this is over, it's going to bounce back and we're not even going to remember what it was like. I don't remember what it was like.
Oh, I remember.
Do you?
I do.
I feel like it's
I was in college. I lived literally like in a basement apartment.
That's been hard.
So do you think it's like free? Do you think people that like were kind of your age group, do you think that that would be helpful for them? Do you think they would like that? See, to me, I think to myself, like, why do I need a card game to like ask the hard topic, like talk about the hard topics with Rob?
I think so. I feel like a lot of, I feel like there's a lot of overthinkers, you know, a lot of, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I think it's, well, I think just speak to each other. Just use your voice.
Do we have some examples of, like, what the topics would be?
So they were, it was basically saying, like, it's about kind of, like, family dynamics and, like, do you have, like, what's your expectation out of a proposal? Like, do you want a big surprise? Do you want this? Yeah. Is there, like, family jewelry you need incorporated? Is there, you know, like, certain little things about the actual proposal? And I think a little bit in terms of life afterwards, like, how you're going to live your life as a couple. I feel like those things come naturally in a relationship and conversation.
Business transaction.
I feel like me and Justin had conversations about like family dynamic, all that stuff, literally before we even met. Like we were just talking on Tinder and we were like getting deep into conversation.
I feel like that's a shit you find out when you're dating someone. Yeah. Or people these days just getting married to get married. Like we said, back to that conversation. Well, like,
and you know, not even, I feel like I'm really just chit-chatting all day today, but just as like kind of a quick little thing, I did see another video where this girl stitched a video of someone saying, she's like, if you don't know you should get married after dating for 2 years, you shouldn't be together. And then this one girl who stitched it, she was like, so I've been with my husband, we've been married for a year, and we've been engaged, or we've been dating for about 9 years on top of that. She goes, we've gone through like sick parents, dealing with family, this, that, death, all this stuff. She's like, you need to go through all of those life's challenges and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And build it together and see how do you really handle it mm-hmm. together.
Right.
Much like yeah. in Survivor, which I can't stop watching. But that's a side note.
Side note.
You know, see how much you can handle the great outdoors.
That was actually a fabulous side note, by the way.
What?
That was a fabulous side note.
Thank you.
For all of us who watch.
Anyways, but I thought that was a really nice TikTok. Because like that.
Can we talk about Survivor?
We can.
Do you know my guilty like pleasure is being
engrossed in this season?
No, no, no. My love.
No, my
that's a great show.
My, me and Rob's, like secret. What's a?
I think we've talked about this.
Yeah, naked and afraid. Yeah, naked and afraid. We talked about this.
Dead in 2 minutes. I would die. I would just die. I wouldn't even like struggle. It would just be. Yes. I just drop dead on
get
the camera.
Get onto the island and just evaporate.
I think Gia brought up that we should all go on Survivor, and I was like, you wouldn't even get me off the plane.
I would be great.
Can you?
I think I'd be great.
Can you imagine us on Survivor?
No.
Like
the first sign of a bug, I'd be out. That's number one. The cold, I'd be like done.
I don't think I could sleep outside in the cold rain.
I probably could.
No tea? I feel like, how would I survive with no tea?
That's oh, it. My God.
I would be sitting there after minute two. I'm fucking hungry. Where's Jersey Mike's?
We got to order now.
No, meanwhile, like, all we have to eat is, like, a water bug. Get the fuck out. I'm just
water bug. And then they're eating eyeballs and fish eggs. Ugh.
Yeah, no.
And I would find a piece of rope and literally kill myself. Okay, anyway.
Oh, my God. I don't think you could say that on here.
And cut that out.
Cancel. Why? You'd have to say. You have to say.
But why though?
You can't say the K word.
Yeah.
You have to say. I would unalive myself.
Yeah, but I also think it's
she's having a murder mystery wedding.
Well, that's at the hand of someone else. This is this is for theatrics.
Oh, okay.
All right, anyways. You know, people are. You know, it's not. Well, I was watching a jury counsel, and this one girl, she was like,
I'm right there with you though.
Like,
sorry.
Amanda, listening to you speak literally makes me want to kill myself.
Who said that?
A girl on Survivor during the jury counsel. She's like,
What season are you on?
Well, so I finished it already. This is Micronesia, when it's the fans versus favorites.
Oh. I've seen like all of them.
Wait, this sounds like
we're
a
losing
rain
Cassidy.
Anyways, back to business. I guess we'll cut that part out.
I mean, fuck. Anyway. So anyway, do people really just propose without knowing they're going to say yes? Like, does that ever happen in real life? Like, are you dating someone you're in love? Like, this is perfect. You've never really mentioned marriage before. Do you think that the proposer wakes up one morning and they're like, I'm going to go get a ring and then I'm going to propose to her? Like in the movies where people are just like, what? Like, does that ever happen? Do you think that's ever happened? And I wonder what their love, what?
That happened to me. I didn't know Paul was going to propose. I had no clue.
You never mentioned it once before. Nope. Like, you're the one, nothing.
We were together for 7 months. And he proposed to me.
With a ring? With that ring?
With, no, a little gold band.
So you had three fucking rings?
No, the one was my sister-in-law. This is like another story that I don't want to get into.
No, I want to get into it. We're talking about proposals. What do you mean?
Yeah, he literally, we were at a party at his brother and Nancy's house. And everybody was there. And I was like, everyone was kind of just like having a good time. And all of a sudden I was like, oh, I'm like, what's the matter? I'm like, you look like you're going to be sick. And then he was like, no. He's like, I'm fine. And I was like, okay. And then all of a sudden he got down on his knee and I was like, what are you doing? We never spoke about marriage.
7 months?
And you didn't pass out? Months.
And what did you say?
I said yes, obviously.
Whoa.
What was I going to say? I'm gonna say
did the family have an idea that he was doing it?
Nancy knew. Because he asked her, he said, I want to propose to her. I love her. And then Nancy's like, you need a ring. And then he's like, I don't have a ring. He's like, I just want to tell her that I want to be with her forever. And then Nancy was like, you can't propose to her without a ring. And then she gave him a gold band that she had. And then she was like, then you can go after and use mom's jewelry. Because he had to get the ring made. The original ring was made. It was just diamonds in his hand.
Yeah.
So he couldn't give me a ring. And he wanted me to have something that I wanted.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, that's how it went down. So I had literally no idea. I didn't even know this was on the paper, by the way. I didn't see that part of it. Not a clue.
So that does happen, folks. That does happen out there where you just don't even know.
Well, Justin's mom said no twice before saying yes.
Good for her.
Really?
I'm
going
to joke.
Good for her. I would so do that.
I think it wasn't because she obviously didn't love him, but like it was because he was in the military and he was away and she was like, I'm not getting married to you while you're gone. Like, it's not happening. She was like, we're going to get married because we want to get married, not because of any like legal logistic things. And she was like, we're going to wait. And she was still in college too. And she's like, I'm not getting married while I'm in college.
Yeah. I think that's so important. Like, know yourself, know what you truly want out of that. Mm-hmm. Even if you're with the person you love, like, so, so much, it's like, do what feels right in your heart.
But he persisted. He did it like three other times. Yeah. And then she finally said yes. But, yeah, I think one of the times it was just like a joke, but he was like, no, I'm serious. Let's get married. And she's like, eventually, not now. But he got on, down on one knee every time. We were just talking about this. It's funny.
Wow.
Did Rob get down on one knee?
Yeah, he did. I was watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Really?
Wait, I think I know the story.
Yeah. Wait, I don't know the story.
I had no idea it was coming. I worked from home that day. So, okay, I was like working from home. Like I was hanging out, watching Bravo, like a good girl, catching up on my shows. Mm-hmm. And he came home from work. And he's like, hey, and I'm like, hey. And my sisters came by, but that wasn't like, we just had gotten the house. It really wasn't out of the ordinary because I was like, oh, Maggie and Bridget are coming by. We're going to get pizza. Like, whatever, just come hang out. And they walked in, and he walked in, and I had the video. It was wild. And I didn't know. I was screaming at him. I'm like, what? Like, it's the funniest video ever because you see NeNe Leakes in the background, my fucking queen forever.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I was like, okay. And it was crazy. And then my sister I didn't answer for a while because I was like shitting my pants. And my sister Maggie, you hear in the background, she's like, answer him, you bitch. I'll show you the video after.
So you have a video.
You have a video.
Yeah, there was a video. Someone had a video too.
Yeah, like, I want to see the video. Do you have it?
No, I don't. I think they got rid of it. It got ruined, my video.
But Maggie walked
someone in the background said it was bullshit that he gave me somebody else's ring and that
who?
It was
who?
I would rather not say.
Tell
someone
me right
that
now.
Was at the party.
Well, we could cut it out.
There was a ton of people there.
Holy
yeah, that's someone crazy. Made comments so in the back of the video and it was in the video and it just like ruined the whole thing and I was just like, get rid of it.
People are
that's not the way I want to remember my engagement.
This oh just gets God. Juicier now.
Yeah, it was terrible. And my friend was there and she was like, I don't know. I kind of think it's sweet. Like, he loves her and he just wanted to marry her.
Yeah.
And it was just like, yeah. So
yeah, absolutely. Like, it's like really nice. This is my video.
So it ruined my video.
It's so funny.
People are such dicks. It doesn't even look like you, by the way.
I was blonde.
Can we put this in the story? Yeah. So
what? I was screaming no.
The TV in the background.
NeNe. Wait, listen.
Take the ring, goddammit.
Wait, listen.
That's great.
Wait, and I was like, this is the one I wanted. Listen. Because I had it.
Oh, I love it. That's what I wanted.
Yeah, oh so that's God. That. That's now so here sweet. We are with like one beautiful daughter later. And I still love The Housewives.
You'll have to send that to me.
I love how intimate that was.
Yeah, that's it was nice. Just like, you know, me and Candy Burris. It was beautiful.
I just that's amazing. Snorted. That's my dream proposal right there. With The Housewives of Atlanta.
With The Housewives of Atlanta in the background.
That's awesome.
Okay, so we have to talk about this. So I sent it to you on Instagram, and I think I sent it to the account on Instagram. So there is an influencer, Alicia Cole, and I hope I'm saying Alyssa Cole. I hope I'm saying that right.
I think it's Alicia.
She is a plus size influencer, plus size bride influencer. What is her
bridal stylist?
What does it say? Bridal stylist?
Yeah, she's like a private bridal stylist.
Hold on.
Yeah, she's actually sent us quite a few brides, and we appreciate that.
Oh, she has?
Yeah, so we've gotten a few brides from her, and she sends over
here
like
it is.
Mood boards with them and stuff like that.
Alicia Cole, plus-size bridal stylist, your fat, queer, fairy godmother, wedding and plus-size fashion. She's amazing. So she went to Bridal Fashion Week.
Yes.
And she posted a video about it. And the video said, I have to bring it up again, that... Hold on a second. Let me bring it up. I sent it to your curvy godmother.
I know she was saying, you know, underrepresentation, of course,
yes.
As per usual,
as per
on the runway in bodies and sizes.
Yeah, we're used to it.
Wait, hold
she
on.
There was a lot of like
a trend
sometimes.
That I saw this new
trend.
Fashion Week was, say it with me, fat phobia.
Fat phobia.
Scroll, especially if you're.
So that was the trend that
so
she
basically
saw.
Basically saying that they're not. It's still not. They're still not showing enough.
Much.
And she said she saw maybe. Two models that were curvier, not even considered plus size because they were like a size 10.
Where was she? New York?
New York Fashion Week.
I mean, listen, New York Fashion Week, a lot of bridal fashion week, I'm sorry. A lot of the, like, I don't want to say everyday designers, like the mainstream ones, like Maggie, Essence, Allure, they're not showing in New York anymore. New York is definitely more, I feel like,
couture.
Mm-hmm. And let's face it, they're not showing that.
No, they're not. So, no, you know, couture.
But I don't disagree with her.
No couture is showing plus size.
Yeah, so then I know she goes on later on in the video to discuss, of course, how that ends up translating into bridal boutiques and sizing in there as well.
Well, yeah, of course.
Because... Well, I think there's like this idea that plus size has to be very modest and almost like you have like this modest line. That's not what we do here because we bring in everything and we're like, okay, if a plus size woman wants to wear this and she looks fabulous,
she can do whatever the hell she wants.
She can wear it. You know, it's, we don't have just the modest collection here, which I think
we don't have the cupcake dresses.
No.
I mean, we do if you want it. Like, we have, of course, we have, but like every store, like a mod. No, we don't have modest. Like, I mean, if someone wants like an A-line and like an A-line.
Yeah, because they can add sleeves. We can have, we don't really have like a specific line for modest.
No.
But we have sleeves and things that you can add, and like in alterations, you can add like different things.
Right.
You know,
we have some gowns that come already with like just lace all over. It's a high neck, sleeves and everything. Mm-hmm. We have a little bit of everything, but I'm saying kinda we like don't that. Specifically go to designers and say, okay, show us your plus size collection.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No.
And we don't only pull in those. Like, we look at everything. Mm-hmm. We look at all every design that they have, and we're like, oh, this goes up to a size whatever, 32.
Bring
it in. And, you know, even if some people, like moms and like the older generation, will look at these dresses and say, oh, a plus size woman could never wear that. And we're like, bet.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Bet.
Yeah, I don't think that. Okay. So when you, I think what's happening.
We understand actual bodies and concerns.
Yeah, I think what's happening is all stores eventually are going to become size inclusive. That's a given. Mm-hmm. Because it's going to be more mainstream. You know, the bigger stores, all bridal boutiques are going to start to bring in all the different sizes. And no stylist, listen, there are stylists that are always going to be like, meh, whatever. Like, I can't help you. But the majority of these people, bridal stylists, are not going to say something like that to a plus size woman. It's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Because not everyone is an absolute jerk. So they're going to be sympathetic to the needs. But here's the thing. When you go to a plus size store, the stylist understands, oh, you're worried about, you know, you have wide hips or you have a big bust line. They understand because they're living that, or they get it because we deal with it every single day. Mm-hmm. A mainstream store, you know, that has every single size, that is size inclusive, isn't necessarily going to understand that, or the stylist.
Right.
So it's not to say that they're ever going to be mean to you. You're going to get a couple that are going to, they're going to be dicks. Like, it just is what it is. But you're not going to get, I don't think, across the board, people are going to be like just mean and rude to plus size people. I just think that, you know, going to a plus size store is just going to make you, they're going to understand you more and
comfortable.
You're just going to be more comfortable. And you're going to be surrounded by other people that are plus size, curvy.
But it's also every dress, like every dress. Like, let's say you do go to a regular store, like a straight, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
They're not going to have, all their dresses aren't going to be in a bigger sample size. It's going to be like maybe a dozen.
But the thing is that it's the same way that any plus size store starts. So when I started out, I had 40 gowns. Well, that's probably the same amount as the regular bridal shop, you know, that sells straight sizes down the road. She probably had maybe 40 dresses. As I grow, I'm going to get more dresses. And as the years go on, they're going to get more dresses. So their stock is going to grow just like ours is. So the competitors for plus size wedding gowns is going to become, the pool is going to become bigger and bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. So it's not so much about where can I go to get the dress, because ultimately you can probably go to almost any single store anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's where am I going to get a dress that they understand me, where I feel comfortable, the experience. I don't feel stressed. I'm surrounded by people that understand exactly what I'm looking for and exactly what I need. That's where the plus size shops and the curvy bridal shops are going to differ from any kind of normal,
I feel like regular store. When you walk into, if you're a curvy or plus size female looking for a wedding dress and you walk into this store as opposed to another store who does have a plus size selection, you're still going to have a little bit of anxiety in that other store.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Maybe not because of trying on the dress, but for other reasons, like just like, you know, self-esteem, yeah. self-conscious.
Well, let's do a hypothetical. Mm-hmm. You're in a store, they sell every single size. There's a girl next to you, she's a size 4. You both, and they have that sample in a 4 and a 24, let's just say. You're a 24, you're putting on the dress, fits you like a glove, you look great. The girl next to you comes out, she's a size 2. And you're like, wow, it's even I do it. Like, and having a store and being, and everyone will say here too, I'm pretty confident, but I'm saying this to a girl as a size 2, I might be like, I don't look like she does in that dress. So it's like a little bit of a
mind fuck.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I wasn't going to say it, but yeah, it is. Yeah. So, you know, in this situation, you know, you're just... It's just more comfortable.
Right.
It's just, you know.
And I feel like even when you're here, like, on a busy weekend, you watch, like, all the brides interact with each other. Yep. And it's just so cute.
Yeah, and lots of girls have been like, oh, I want to try that dress on that she just tried
they're
on.
They're like, oh, my God, you look so gorgeous. Every time they pass each other, they're like, oh, my God, I love that one on you.
I love that.
Yeah.
Even, like, families have been like, oh, my God, you should say yes to that dress. Like, it's just a good environment.
Yeah. You know, it just becomes, like, a whole party with everyone, I feel
exactly.
like.
Exactly. No. Our old store, the two brides were always separated. So they never really got to see each other. We had it very private. And when I came to this store, I wanted the brides to be with each other because I felt like it would help other girls feel more comfortable with trying on dresses and having the dressing rooms like all together and like their seating areas next to each other, like across, would be great. So, and it worked out well.
Great idea, Corinne.
Thanks.
Speaking of dresses and bridal stylists, you know what Gianna told me the other day?
My Gianna?
Yes. Yeah. Ja told me a story that her bride was told by a different stylist at another bridal salon to just get a boob reduction.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Because she had big old yitties.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
And she said, well, you can always get a little, like, a reduction before the wedding.
See, but that's what I'm talking about. That's like a dime a dozen. Right. Like, not every person's going to tell you that. She's probably just, honestly...
A twat. Right.
She just sounds stupid. Like, who says that?
Yeah.
Right.
And I feel like that's also another thing where the experience in dealing with all bodies really comes into play. Because if you were, like, a good bridal stylist, you would go, okay, if you have big boobs, you personally, you want to handle them in a certain way. You feel maybe insecure about them and the way they'll sit. Let's find a dress that's going to have the right structure, maybe straps, this or that. Ways to put it together so that you feel your best in it. Instead of just, fix yourself, and then you'll get a dress that looks
great. Yeah, no.
So since I'm not really on the floor selling ever anymore, which is very sad, and I'm just strictly content and podcast. Do you guys see, is that like a big thing? You see a lot of girls that come in with like big chests that are just like, how can I?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that like the number one thing?
And I think that's what differs too from having a specifically plus size boutique where we're seeing this all the time, is that our stylists know exactly what you need in a dress that's going to support you. Mm-hmm. Where maybe you'll go to another store and they're just, I don't know, if they're not seeing it as frequently, they're not going to know, okay, maybe you don't want something completely strapless, or you want something that has, if it's strapless, it has to have a lot of extra structure to it, you know, so.
Right. And that's when alterations come into play here, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, there's alterations in every single store, and every single bride is going to need alterations. Oh.
What?
Yeah. Are we talking about that today?
What?
I mean, only if you want to.
Yeah, let's talk about it. What?
I think we should talk about it. Because we're getting into the alterations topic now. Basically, what Corinne and I have stumbled across, and I think you saw it too on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It was one of like the groups.
Yeah, yes. It was the Long Island, blah, 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 blah. What is it? Long Island Reviews, blah, blah, blah.
Reviews, someone, like the restaurant thing? Yeah, let's talk about that. So, yes, I saw
it. There was a young girl. Apparently, she got a dress. Let's keep the specifics out of it. If you saw the post, you saw the post online. I don't want to be calling anybody out. Anyway, girl goes, she has a dress, blah, blah, blah. She takes it to the store that she originally bought the dress from. Mm-hmm. The store, I guess she saw their seamstresses, and the seamstress said, you need a bigger size. Mm-hmm. Well, there wound up being comments in the, you know, whatever they call that, section. And people were saying, this is what they do. They make you buy a bigger size so that they can make the money in alterations later on. I cannot tell you how completely inaccurate this statement is, and stop listening to people on the internet.
Seriously.
Most people don't know what the hell they're talking about.
As, what is that person doing? Drinking their Dr. Pepper, stroking their cat? Like, they're like, you don't know anything.
It's just the craziest thing that even, and then everyone piggybacked. Oh my God, you're right. That's exactly what they do. Blah, blah, blah. First of all, no. Nobody's doing that.
No.
No store is doing. Well, you know what? There are some scumbags out there. Yeah, maybe we can't speak for every store, but I can tell you the majority of people, the store owners that I know that are out on the island, are not doing this. They're, you know, they're just dress shops. So selling dresses.
First of all,
but the size charts, people. Yes.
Everyone's
body is different. Nobody is, unless you're a Barbie doll, you're probably not perfectly proportionate.
Right.
So how do we work this? When you get a dress, when a dress is sewn, it's proportionately made. Unless, again, you're proportionate, you're not going to fit into all those measurements.
Right. Proportionate to their size chart.
Exactly.
Their size chart, yes.
Which is different for every designer.
Exactly.
If your hips fit in. They also make, like, so you can never really let out a dress.
Right.
So designers naturally are going to make the cup area specifically even that much bigger, because if you are very busty, then you can't let it out. You're going to have to just take it in or replace the cups. So that is also why they do and make it proportionate.
It's called, and then also too, they're grading the size. So like as you go up in size, every single measurement, bust, waist, and hip has to go up in inches. So let's just hypothetically say there's 3 inches in for each size, because that's about pretty accurate for each size going up. So if a girl comes in, like you said, and she's, let's say she has a wider hip, then the bust and the waist are going to go up, and you're going to have to get those things altered to you.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot tell you how many people I've heard say or seen on the internet, and I just want to be like, wake up. This is so inaccurate.
It's actually,
stop giving people information that you literally know nothing about.
Nothing about.
Yeah.
Like, you can't order a dress a size 22 in the bust, a size 24 in the hip, and a size, you can't.
Can I speak from personal experience, too? Because when I bought my fitted gown, the Montgomery, by Maggie, I looked at their size chart. I took my measurements. And my hips told me I had to get a size 16, okay? And I had already previously purchased another dress where I got a 12, and it fit me perfectly like a glove. But they were two different styles, too. But it turned out when I went into alterations, because of my hip, I had to take in, you remember, I was pinned up so much on the sides because I had so much to take in. But I said personally, I was like, I would rather take all of this in than worry about like this dress not fitting me when it comes in.
Yeah.
And I went by the size charts, and it turned out Tatiana ended up having to take in. It was like, we'll cut that off.
You said the T word.
Bleep it.
The seamstress.
What? No!
So my seamstress. My seamstress ended up having to take it in basically down to that 12. Mm-hmm. But I said, you know what? I went by the size chart, and I'm happier that I did that because I knew the dress was going to fit.
Right.
And I just had to take it in where I needed to take it in. God forbid I got the 12 and that size didn't fit me. What was I going
to
do?
Right. And you're
nothing. You would have cried, and then you would have said to the store, you guys ordered me the wrong size. And the store would have been like,
and now
we
didn't.
This is what
do.
You insisted.
Yes.
And this is basically what this woman had told these people on this thread, and said, no, they're doing this to upcharge that you will spend more on alterations. But it's just, again, like completely inaccurate. Like, we go off the inches, that's it.
Yeah.
The size is literally just a number. So if that's the case, I guess I could go around and black out all the sizes and then just move down too. And then what are you going to say? Oh, you're right. My inches are right. So that's it. I'm a 12. Stop. Nobody cares.
Right.
Like, have you ever seen a bride with their measurements fit exactly the size chart, all three dimensions?
It happens so few and far between. It is like, it's like the unicorn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, once a year, maybe.
It's very few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think my other dress, I don't think I needed alterations much on them.
You had your top taken in.
On
up here.
Oh, the dress? Strap? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did I? Well, yeah, the strap is like nothing, but I don't think I had to change anything in the bust, waist, and it was an A-line.
Yeah, but your hip, you can't even go by that. Because an A-line, you're not going by all three.
Yeah.
So
but I just had to
do the hem. This is strictly for fitted dresses that need to be like bodycon. Like they need to know.
Did anyone stick up for the person? Did anyone stick up for the shop?
You know, honestly,
fuck yourself, you're wrong and you have no idea.
I wanted to say something so bad. No, nobody's going to stick up for anyone, because once you have one jackass, they all jump on the bandwagon, and then they're like, let's all be jackasses together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, people.
Yeah.
I feel bad, but I'm just like, why? Like, why are you telling everyone
right.
this?
And that's
then people
business.
Come go to businesses, and we're small businesses. The bridal industry, it's not really a franchise thing where you're going to see. I mean, we're not David's. I said the D word now. Damn it. There's a lot of shit going on today.
Shit talk.
But like, yeah, like they're really. So all bridal shops are really small businesses. So now you're going to have all these uneducated people going into all these bridal shops, giving all these stylists a hard time. For what? That's like me going into the deli guy and being like, what can I say to the deli man?
You didn't slice this thin enough.
That's a terrible.
Or maybe you're slicing your cheese too thin. To
leave the deli man out of this.
I like the deli guy. Where's my poop deli guy?
God, leave the freaking deli out of this. Let's not attack people today.
Who's attacking? Are you?
Speaking of deli, right when we're done with this podcast, we are ordering.
Yes, we are.
The freaking Jersey, whatever the fuck they're getting today.
We're good.
Anyway, thick and tired. It's that time of the that's time of the segment again. Well, I'm not starting. I'm not doing it this time.
What do you mean?
What? What are you thick and tired? I'm gonna end with me.
Oh. No.
Go ahead, Corinne. What are you thick and tired on? With your Stanley.
First of all, it's tea.
Okay, but it's a Stanley.
All right, whatever. So my thick is spring wardrobe.
Woo.
I'm super excited. That's my thick.
Yes.
I'm super excited to be getting into like my little dresses again. Sandals. Once I get to the end of the seasons, I get a little weird. Like the fall, I'm like super excited for in the beginning. And then, you know, we go into winter and then I'm like, oh, I'm sick of wearing sweaters and pants.
Socks.
And
put socks on.
Socks. Meh.
Just let these piggies breathe.
Yeah, I just got my toes done yesterday. I'm super excited. Love the color. We had a good nail day.
We did have a good nail day.
And then what did we do before? Like, I got my lashes done. So, of course, like Wednesday is my Tuesday, I mean. And then my tired. See, now I feel bad about my tired.
Go ahead, say it. Is your tired me again?
No, it's not actually.
Oh, you're tired.
I'm going to fucking change it now, though.
No.
Corinne's tired.
Read your tired.
Was that?
My tired.
Her tea was not made sweet enough.
Wait, how'd you know? How'd you know that?
Because she bitched about it before the podcast.
That was loud.
It's okay. Just listen.
Okay, so every day I go and get a tea. It doesn't have to necessarily be from a specific place, but I'm always getting tea. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
So I go up to the counter, and I'm not picky. I'll never send food back, nothing like that. But if I say, can I have a large tea sweet, that means I want sugar in it.
Mm-hmm. Sugar,
and
sugar.
All these girls aren't putting sugar in. I don't need you to put a gallon of sugar. So but just, can you give me like 2 teaspoons?
So moving forward, just get a tea and just have your own sugar in your draw.
What am I, a bag lady?
No. We came up with a solution for this.
That's correct. How dare you say I put my own sugar in my tea?
Fuck off.
Imagine you ask for extra sugar and they just gave you
Karen.
What's the solution to this?
The solution is my thick is that we got a teapot for the store.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have our own bag of sugar now. I usually when I come in, I make Corinne chamomile tea.
She does.
And I put her sugar in it
right
way.
Can we just back off for a second? I never ask this girl to make me tea. She comes in and she goes, I made you a tea.
Yeah,
she's
like
very
a personal
sweet.
Assistant. I like when Corinne starts her day in a happy mood.
She does. And she knows
that's
tea.
That's really nice of you.
It is very nice of her. And she knows tea makes me happy.
The tea does make her happy. It helps her get
I'm always like, really? Wow, thanks. Yeah. You made me a tea.
Because she can't have caffeine.
No.
So she can only drink. The chamomile tea.
You're like a little
bit chica. She wants it perfectly sweet. Like, because one time I accidentally made it too sweet, and she's like, "Oh my god,
no, stop!
How dare you!"
I literally sound like such an asshole on this podcast. Thanks to all you bitches, by the way.
Dang, anyway, now I know. Now I'm
not making it sweet enough.
Well, exactly. Everyone out there listening, whoever makes Corinne Infantilino Polizzi.
No, anybody,
tea.
Not just me. If someone says they want sweet, that means they want sugar in
it. Yeah, so now I know exactly the measurements to make Corinne's tea correct.
Thank God.
Her tired is my thick. Well, they're kind of. Are together. So
what is it?
I am thick on the fact that we got a new teapot here because now I can have tea whenever I want.
Yeah.
And it does help get me through the day. And it also kind of helps to like curb my cravings a little bit because I like to drink personally. Corinne likes her tea chamomile sweet. I like my tea green and no sweetness.
Yes.
Like I don't put anything, it's dry. Like there's nothing in it. I just
green tea goes right through me, so
Oh God, now I'm gonna start feeling it.
What's your thick?
You didn't say it.
That is my thick.
Oh, what's your tired?
My tired. Ow. Oh, it's kind of like your thick is my tired. Piggybacking
off of me today?
I guess so. I wrote mine first though. I watched.
I didn't even look at yours.
So my tired is the fact that I have to change up my wardrobe and I don't have anything to change it to. Like I have to go shopping. And
we're gonna have to go on a shopping spree.
I said I need a shopping spree. I literally wrote that down. So let's do that because I hate my clothes. I'm wearing the same crap every day, but. We were just at the Curvy Corner, and I literally want to buy every single item
I'm going to buy
there.
Everything, too. I'm coming in.
I have to. I looked at Corinne, and I was like, I need to save all of my money and spend it here, because literally everything is so freaking cute, and there's so many things I could wear to work, so.
That romper? Like the.
The romper. Oh,
the
my God.
The full, like, jumpsuit with the
was
wide
it too
leg
big on you?
Tiers.
And then
no,
that vest.
The 1X actually fits kind of beautifully.
I was going to say, because that romper would probably look really cute on Gia.
Yes. Oh, it does.
So I'm going to go there.
Yeah. Gia, Rhiannon, what's your thick and hard?
Oh, my gosh. My thick. So I got my nails done yesterday, and there's nothing I love more than sitting at the nail salon, and I use it as my little therapeutic experience. I watch the news, and I love eavesdropping. The two best times of year to eavesdrop on people, and at these specific places. Christmas time, always the nail salon. All the moms are talking about their kids who are home from college. They overshare everything. And the nail salon around the like late springtime and the beach, usually around when kids are going to prom and the moms all group up together, go get the nails done and just overshare everything in their lives. It's where I get my best ideas and I literally want to write a book on it.
I didn't hear any gossip yesterday.
Well, that's because our place is like the land of silence.
Yeah.
It's like silence of the nails.
What's your tired?
My tired? I mean, honestly, kind of going off of them and fashions, spring fashions. This is what I'm tired of. I'm already tired and the season has barely begun of like the summer maintenance, the shaving, the self-tanning.
Let it go then. Don't do anything. Fuck it.
Well, I did think about that. I was like, honestly, I'm just going to go... full survivor mode. When you catch me, I'll be braiding my leg hairs, my armpits, they'll be pink, I'll be dying.
The thing is, no one else really notices, because you came in that one day and you're like, I haven't shaved my legs, don't look, and we were like, we can't see anything. So I think it's definitely, but it reflects on how we feel ourselves. So if I don't shave, like I'll notice, like I shaved yesterday to go to the nail salon, and I was like, wow, I really have been walking around this house with like hairy legs, and Justin does not care. He has not said one word to me.
I have a question. Am I the only person that shaves all your
No, I shave
all year round, but I don't enjoy it.
Do you?
Yeah, I mean, but not like
it's the pressure isn't on.
Yes,
I like shave like every day.
Really?
Well, I'm in the shower, like, done. Yeah. It takes me, like, 4 seconds.
Well, I have the tiniest little shower that's just, like, a pain in the ass to do anything. I literally have to, like, push myself. Like, it's a little
maybe
box.
Not every day.
It's horrible. Like, if I had a place to sit down and had some room to spread out, and then the water's running down.
Just go to
like,
Corinne's jetted
there's
bathtub.
No shaving cream option.
I hate you.
Go
to the fucking Ritz on a Van Bommel, whatever the hell
it's called. Kind of a pain in the ass. So, you know, I'll go a couple days without doing it, and then I'm like, holy shit. Right.
You know, it took a long time to get it to be the Ritz. It
no,
didn't
I
look
understand.
Like that when we first
I understand. All right, my thick and tired. I'm tired of coughing and feeling like shit. I'm tired of these fucking headphones because I can hear my lungs. I can hear it. I can hear my wheeze.
Now we all heard it.
Anyway.
That's great.
That's what I'm tired of. I just want this to go and leave. I'm thick on, like, once. I think this was my thick the other day, but we didn't talk about it because it happened. My daughter's third birthday party. I am so thick on over... the top exaggerated children's birthday parties. I think they're fabulous. Really? I think it's hilarious. I think kids don't give a shit, but me, like, here I am sweating about like making sure my cowboy hats are perfectly aligned with the goodie bit. Like, I love it.
But she's gonna look back on those pictures and be like, oh my God, my mom really cared about making my
chairs. She sure did.
A day of like, you're a coordinator, so I feel
like that's kind of my job.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like if you didn't have that type of party, like, people would look at you and be like, what the hell is this?
Right.
She's giving us plastic goodie bags from the dollar store.
Yeah. Trash. Stop.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Because you know what? At one time, kids' birthday parties weren't like that.
Yeah.
It's like keeping up
keeping
up with the Cassidys.
My favorite birthday party ever when I was a kid, and I'll remember it forever, is my mom rented out a studio space, and we had like little fashion shows for like
cute.
All the girls came, got together, and we just tried on a bunch of different dresses and walked down a runway, and we played like blasted music the whole
time.
Where'd she get all the clothes from?
It was like a place that.
Oh,
had, yeah, like, that's cute. I think I. Yeah, that's cute. I got the name of that because I think I've been there before when I was younger.
It was in Staten Island.
Oh, like a glamour shot situation? Oh,
yeah. You should try. There's this place. It was it's so in Mount cute. Sinai. Lipsticks and lollipops.
Yeah.
They like do little
sounds
stuff.
Sounds
like
a
like
porno.
Oh,
I almost just spit out my tea everywhere.
No.
Is it for
it's,
kids?
It's like
for Libby
children.
Libby Lou?
Yeah, so they go in, the girls like do their little makeup, do the little hair, sparkle.
That's so
and they
cute.
Go,
I'm definitely going to do that for Scarlett's fifth. Like, yeah. I'm already planning her fourth. Like, it's going to be.
I've never been in a Libby Lou in my life.
Oh my God, I lived for Libby Lou.
I think I'm
her first birthday was a wedding. Her first birthday was a beautiful.
Yeah.
It literally was a wedding. It was at the Piermont.
Yeah, it was at the wedding. Shout out to the Piermont. My people there, family. Wow. But yeah, it was fabulous. Anyway. Well, it was great being back. I missed it. I missed talking. I missed hearing myself breathe.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't wait to eat my sub. So
that's why I said we need to get out of here and feed this girl now.
Yeah. Please. All right. So until next week.
On that note.
See you next Tuesday. Bitches. Let's get it.